Have you ever offered up a prayer for someone's salvation without any faith to believe it, only to see God move dramatically? Wayne Stiles, our guest on the Lighthouse Report, offers an example of why we should never doubt God's ability to change a life.
I went to Russia several times doing mission work over there and teaching. And, of course, you have to work with translators. And, ironically, many of these translators don't know the Lord. And yet, the neat thing is they're translating the gospel. And so they're exposed to it. And there was one individual there named Andre, a young man in his 20s, who was very inquisitive about the things of Christ. And I and a number of others shared with him, but he wouldn't believe. And so we prayed, and eventually he did come to know the Lord. But the neat thing is that the Lord grabbed a hold of his heart just before he died in his sleep, just suddenly. So, you know, it's wonderful to see God answer prayer through conversions like that, that we can look at in hindsight and see that it's nothing short of a miracle.
Our prayer may be just the thing that breaks the spiritual logjam in ways we don't even understand.
So, you know, even though Andre's speed bump in coming to Christ was intellectual, Paul tells us in Corinthians that the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers. So prayer becomes a powerful tool for being involved in someone's conversion because it's a spiritual blindness. It's not intellectual blindness. It's spiritual. And God alone can take away those blinders.
Sharing truth with those we encounter every day is something we can look forward to with excitement. So pray regularly that God will free the minds of those around you to receive that truth.